Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited about the moments of your life today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single minute that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. If you're going through something, or if you're working out something, like I just can't stress the importance of bringing it back to the Word and checking what people talk about. Check with the Word what is a common knowledge. You will be surprised at what God says about it. And you do that by going to like a Blue Book Bible, typing in the whatever word you're looking up, and then just going over the verses and reading them and getting an understanding, a true understanding, and the true knowledge of God. He'll work with you. He'll work with your spirit. But there's so much, it's just different than what you think, especially when you read this stuff. I was reading this morning in Romans chapter 3. I guess I'll start in verse 19. It says, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and that all the world may become guilty before God." Again, whatever the law saith is to those people who are under law. Listen to this, verse 21. "But right now the righteousness of God apart from law is manifested or openly known, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." The uprightness of God without or apart from law is being openly witnessed amongst everybody. Verse 22, "Even the righteousness of God, which is out from faith of Christ Jesus," or Jesus Christ, "unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference or distinction. Before there were Jews and there were Gentiles. Before you had to be upright under law." But law is only for those who are under law. Law applies to those who are under law. Verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being therefore justified," or set forth as righteous, "freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth as a propitiation." That propitiation is the covering of sins by the sacrifice. It's the physical place of it. So Christ Jesus, the moment that his blood was spilled, is the physical place where once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are set free and put into God's grace the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just love how specific the word is. "Whom God hath set forth as a propitiation through faith in his blood, for a declaration of his righteousness, for the remission of sins that are past, by the forbearing of God," or the forbearance of God. "To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and a justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." It's God who decides who's just. It's God who decides who's righteous or upright in his eyes. And it's God who decided that Jesus Christ is the place of the propitiation, the place of the sacrifice, that once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous and freed from the law. Verse 27, "Where is boasting then?" For those of you who loved that law, that walking in law, where is boasting then? "It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of law." The law no longer exists between you and God the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, that law is there for those who don't believe. They will be judged thereby, but your judgment is sealed. When we go to the judgment seat, it's a judgment of inheritance. It's what you inherit from life. It's not about being punished. Jesus Christ died for that. You are free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage, which is the servitude to the law. Walk in the Spirit, because that's what Christ did for you. You can walk freely knowing who you are, having the spiritual, the gifts of the Spirit, those spiritual gifts, being able to set your course of life on the things that matter. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I can now hear the singers cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I thank you for, I don't know, the friends that I have, the people you've surrounded me with, my family. I'm just so very blessed for them. I pray for my sister and everything that's going on with that. You just take care of her. And and my mom and her working, and my dad and step-parents, all, just everybody. And Father, I thank you again for what Christ did for us, that we can live this way and that we have the Spirit and that we have your word of the reconnection. And I just pray for a great day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.